can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to this Watchman for Jesus Bible study tonight. My name is Thomas Gamble, for those just joining us. And welcome. And here we go again. I just finished a broadcast a little while ago. And those returning since this afternoon and all this week, are you a glutton for punishment? Are you? Oh, man, we've been pounding this all week long. Twice today, hard as we can go. Those just joining, you better buckle up. Family, I try to hold nothing back. I've done a lot of research, as many people have. I'm not the only one. But I was talking to someone today, and this person hit it bang on. I got several of them that hit bang on. But this one this afternoon, a fellow there that's exchanging emails and whatever, that said something very astute. That, I tell you, right on target. That the Lord will open your eyes, search for the good sources and valid information that is conducive to helping to open the eyes of others. But, unfortunately, this person's found it's becoming increasingly difficult to endorse or recommend the work of anyone who's currently exposing the agenda. Woo-hoo, bang on. The best, it seems, I'm able to do these days is to cite the words and works of conspirators themselves. And I'll add something to it. Those in the very past, that the distant past, that have died or been killed, bringing us the word. Bill Cooper, Senator Schaefer, Russo, The names go on. It seems the ones living today are mostly all controlled opposition, almost all. Those that say, I'm a former witch, warlock, Luciferian, I don't, whatever, but I'm telling the truth now. Yeah. I'm a former CIA truth teller, whistleblower. Buy my 5 CDs, my 3 books, and whatever. And I have a bulletproof chest, and they can't stop me. Yeah, right. Okay. You know, they tried to kill me 12 times, and I escaped and ran through the house, and I got in before a particle beam weapon blew me up or something. I don't know what. If they want them dead, they're gone. They'll be dead. They want them to talk like Assange and Snowden. These guys work for the CIA, NSA, AAA, BBB, whatever. They all work for them. And they tell them, okay, here's what we want you to tell the public. And they set it up. They work with the KGB saying, okay, he's going to come to Russia. We'll play it all out. And they scripted it just like they do Santa Claus in December when NASA or whoever is tracing him. Well, kids, today Santa Claus is over here and Santa Claus is over there. Lying on TV. They ain't no Santa Claus. And Santa Claus ain't being tracked by satellite. I got news for you. Well, now they were tracking at one time Snowden, another fraud. He's not a hero. He works for them. He's giving you good information because they want him to. Assange, the same thing, WikiLeaks or whatever. I got a Wilkie leak on one of those, what's Hoover Dam or some dam? They got about an inch wheat leak or something. That's the only leak they got. There's no leak. Assange, we want you to tell them this, that, and the other, but you can't tell them this. And so forth and so on. It's all set up. It's scripted out. It's nonsense. They're telling you things that you already know anyway. And they're telling things to the public that the public didn't know in the first place. That we all know anyway. Snowden's trick was to hook and crook with truth information that's allowed to be brought out. But his hook and crook was to bring in the UFO nonsense. Yep. Oh, there's UFOs. They're fallen angels is what they are. They're liars. Ascended masters. Aliens. No. Fallen angels. Demonic. Yes. Both sides. There are no friendlies. You're in enemy territory, whether it's your Knights of Malta or whether you're the commies over there in Europe, including Queen Elizabeth, Queen Beatrix, and the whole 9 yards of them that are Tribe of Dan and I don't know what else. Illuminati, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons, at the highest level, the lowest level, man, y'all ain't got a clue. Y'all been used by your own people. Your own brothers would kill you in a heartbeat. I'm telling you right now. If you're a police officer and you have a Freemason partner, you best watch your back. And I mean this sincerely. Because they've taken a blood oath against you. In a firefight, they're probably on your side unless you're set up and they'll kill you themselves. I'm telling you the truth. The blood oath overrides even family members. At the highest level of government, the highest level of the Freemasons would kill a member of their own family to advance. You can't imagine what the blood oath does to the individual. It curses them and their entire family for 4 generations. I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight. The principalities of Satan. You know, in Your scriptures. I didn't have it ready here, but Ephesians talks about the powers of darkness and principalities. And I've always in my time wondered exactly what they're talking about, principalities. Principalities and powers of darkness. And I looked it up and started researching it in Ephesians 6:12. And it goes like this, Ephesians 6:12, King James Bible, of course, no other. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, back up a minute. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. What did Adam say about when he saw Eve? You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Aren't they missing something? Where's the blood at? There weren't any. When the individual, born again, like Enoch, man of God, was taken up. There's two Enochs in the Bible. The Enoch number one was a son of Cain. Enoch number two was son of Jared on the side of Seth, man of God, was Enoch number two, man of God. So well loved by God, God brought him up alive. God changed his DNA to a supernatural body. In other words, blood is gone. Don't need the heart, don't need the blood. The blood came when Adam and Eve sinned. The blood brought pain to Eve when she gave birth, but not before. They had a spiritualized body. Yeah, that's right, flesh and bones, no blood. Oh, I know the Mormons have this belief, and I'm not Mormon. I don't even claim a religion. I don't even want to be a religion. I believe in Jesus. I don't believe in religion. Because religion, in fact, was created by the fallen angels, starting in Nimrod, called the Ancient Mystery Schools of Religion, morphed into the Roman Catholic Church in 325 A.D. when Constantine took over as Summus Pontifex at the Council of Nicaea, began the religion called Christianity. See, being a Christian in those days, there wasn't Christianity. It was, I'm a Christian. What does that mean? I follow this one called Jesus. Oh. Before that was Hebrew Israelites. Judah, Jews. Abraham was the first Jew. And that's a fact. Abrahamic covenant in the Bible confirms. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, back to the supernatural. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and the powers, against forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in high places, heavenly places. That's a New American Standard Bible. And the King James, I gotcha, the King James names it as principalities. And in the NIV, it don't talk about principalities. Oops. Ruh-roh. And the New Living Translation, no principalities. Another oops. English Standard Version, none. New American Standard, none. Holman Christian Standard Bible, none. Don't talk about principalities. Don't even mention it. In the evil, in the heavens, where's the principalities at? Finally, in Jubilee Bible, whatever that is, King James 2000 Bible, American King James Bible, American Standard Version does, Douay Rheims finally does, the new Bibles don't. They don't like the word principalities. Maybe it's too hard for them to spelled, to have spelled. They put a spell on it, that's for sure. And I mean that literally, by the way. You see, the word principalities and powers occurs six times in the Bible. It always the King James Bible. It's other versions translate it as rulers and authorities, forces and authorities and rulers and powers and whatever. But they don't get it. because the principalities are specific, naming the demonic realms. It's not about rulers or forces or rulers or whatever. That's ambiguous and deceptive. Principalities, oh, that's biblical. Because then you can find out who they are. Every place where the phrase actually appears, the context is clear that it refers to a array of evil and malicious spirits who make war against the people of God. So these principalities and powers of Satan are kind of there. They are brought forth in the Bible. Powers that against God all through and oppose everything, everyone is of God. The first mention of it is in Romans 8:37-39. Let's go here with the King James Bible. Whoops. Said Romans. I like that E-sword. Y'all like that? It's a good. It's a really good program. And if you're ready for it, it's actually pretty quick. Romans, what I say it was? 8:37. In Romans 8:37, I get my second wind about Bible study time. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Boy, that's pretty explicit. There's no mincing words there. In Romans 8. And we're going to get down to it tonight. And I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute before I get started. I keep kicking sometimes. I got to slow myself down. I got people that take notes or something. Tom, I said, what? Slow down, boy. I said, okay. Lord, tonight we thank you for coming together, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to do the Bible study. We thank you, Father, for bringing people together tonight, that we all can worship and study. And Lord, we thank you for this King James Bible that brings us the true word of God. Father, we call upon you to guide us tonight. Forgive us of our sins. Lead us tonight to this study to understand the powers of darkness, the way to defeat them. Through your Holy Spirit, we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, that's what you're dealing with. It's not a tyrannical government you're dealing with. You're dealing with a government that's controlled by Satan and always has been. Yep, you heard me right. Since 1776, under the facade of Constitution and all that political jumbo mumbo. I got that backwards, didn't I? Mumbo jumbo. I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's true. They're telling you some of the same things I'm telling you, but I'm going to lead you a different direction. Yes, our history has been corrupted from the day it was born, as designed by the Illuminati. I'm not going to go into political discussion tonight, but I'm trying to explain here how Satan has kept us controlled all along and didn't even know it. That's my point. Worldwide. Not just the United States, but worldwide. Placating us. But us making the best out of it because of our laws that followed the Bible. It's what kept us up. And individuals and others bringing the Word of God to those people here. And then missionaries going out, but the sinner was here. Well, now they're changing the laws. And this is by design. Because Satan knows. The fallen angels know. And the secret societies know that when the country changes the laws to go against God, God will bring judgment on that land, just like he did Israel. Now, in this respect, this one named Jonathan Kahn is correct to a small extent. Otherwise, he's another just shill, as they say. But they all have some truth within them. You have to eat the chicken, spit out the bones. Lately, it's become to be almost like a machine gun, spitting out the bones. It's hard to find these days. Chicken. Easy to find. Bones. I'm kind of tired of it, but you got to decipher it because other people are being taken in for it. That's what motivates me, is to try to, in my own little world here, to try to help people decipher through this mess that they're causing in controlled opposition. But enough of them. In every place that this phrase appears, this context is clear. It's talking about evil and malicious spirits. That's what we're talking about. And so that first mention is that scripture I've given you, 8:37-39. And the verses that I read you are about the victory Christ has won over all the forces ranged against you. Then have you believe you got to be scared of Fukushima that is poisoning the whole Pacific Ocean, and that's a lie, it's not. Nasty stuff going on over there, but that's not it. Or Agenda 21, or tyrannical government, or FEMA, or guillotines, or, I don't know, a flu virus, and get you vaccines, and they've got little colored dots on your mailboxes, and everybody goes out there, honey, I'm checking what? Honey, what are you checking out there tonight? I heard on the internet this crazy guy talking about colored dots on my, my mailbox. Well, found me a blue dot. Oh. And she says to Cletus, take it off then. You know. Or let's fool them. Let's go to Walmart or Staples and get another one and change the color. No, better yet, I don't like the neighbor. So you take it off and you put it on his mailbox. Oh, man, much ado about nothing. Oh, they say that you got a colored sticker on your mailbox. You're a certain degree, like a red sticker, you're going to be taken in by the UN. Or a blue sticker is another thing, whatever, and a yellow sticker or whatever is for the concentration camps coming up, FEMA, and when they come get you is by sticker. So just take the darn sticker off and quit worrying about it. Oh my gosh. See, they got people so much worry and pain. They go buy your ammunition. How much can you carry? Go buy your guns. What can you shoot? How long can you last? Buy your freeze-dried food. Sure, go ahead. I agree in preparing and home protection, all that kind of thing. But I look past that initial onslaught, and I look at the future and the reality. You got a little something called, let me see, Matt, for a minute. It's called resupply. Because when you run out of something, you got to resupply it. Someone said the other day, well, I bought a Glock. Got a friend who bought a Glock. He's got his Glock. I see, he's got his Glock, huh? That's good. Glock's a good weapon. Sig Sauer is a good weapon. I got a question. How about ammunition? Oh, yeah. You got 3 bucks maximum at Walmart. You got your three boxes, so you can buy them every day or something. I don't know. So you got, how much ammo can you carry? And you have an unlimited supply. When you run out, what do you do? I hate, you know, shooting a hole in people's popping their birthday balloon. But you're going to run out of food. You're going to run out of ammunition or whatever, assuming that you're going to go out there, Sundance Kid, and Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, and do all that shooting and all this. But don't forget, they got guns too. And they got Spitznaz, and they know everything. They got microchips and people. You got to know what the enemy's got. But what you got is God. And if you have faith, and you have, you're born again, and you have faith and belief in his protection, and even death is a release, because absent from the body is present with the Lord. So what can they do? That darn thing. You see? And when you're in the FEMA camps or whatever this word thing is, then you start preaching the gospel. They didn't want to shut you up. Well, send me home, sucker. I'm ready to go. What's the problem? What is the problem? Why all the fear? But now if you're not right with God, a whole lot of fear. That's what they've got, is a lot of fear. What do you think they got the microchip for? Why do you think they have the UN troops here? Oh, they're already here, been here since 1990s. Oh, there's nothing new. How come Ron Paul's not talking about that? Because all of them are in it. Republican, Democrat, libertarian, vegetarian, whatever. Aryanism, they're all in on it. No, not individually. If you're a vegetarian and enjoy your veggies, you understand what I'm saying. Family, they lose. Because greater is he is in you. If he's not in you, you're going to have fear. Get rid of the fear and take Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then pass the word. Because Christ won the victory over all the forces raged against you. You're more than conquerors, because no force, nor life, nor death, nor angels, nor demons, indeed, nothing can separate you from the love of God. No cross, no beads or whatever. I mean, the Muslims got beads, and the Catholics got beads, and Christians got crosses running around like they're going to do something with it. They've got on TV vampires. I got a story for you. You know, we think in the movies, the vampires are real. Demonic entities. Now to think about it, we're so conditioned that we have rabbit's foot, like it's going to do something. A little rabbit's foot is going to help you do something or whatever. You take it to the Las Vegas with you, or you take it to you on your first date, or you take it with you if you go to the bingo table. Why? I got my favorite little rabbit's foot here. Okay. And that's supposed to do what? Okay. Or you look out for a four-leaf clover. Tom, what are you doing on your hands and knees in the grass? I'm looking for a four-leaf clover. I need some good luck. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. Oh, good luck on finding it. You see, it's in our entire life. We're conditioned that in the movies, what is it? You hold up a cross and the vampires go, shh, yeah, they go back, you know. They're like, oh, get away. I was in college, 72, football player. I didn't bully anybody, but, you know. And I had a wonder friend. He's another linebacker. His name was Gainus. He's a mean little guy. He's a good fella, but he's just into mischief. Well, shoot, kind of like me, too. Anyway, I remember one night, it's Halloween, and we dressed up, and Gainus dressed up as a vampire. Oh, he was scary. He went all out. And I did something. I even forgot what it was. I dressed up like some fool. But anyway, But he looked like a vampire, man, let me tell you. So he said, hey, there's one of those hippie guys down at the end of the dorm. He says, go down to his room. I said, you really, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, that's good. That's a good time. So, okay. So we went down to this hippie guy, knocked on his door, boom, boom, boom. And he came to the door, like, what's going on? He opened up a door, and here's Gainus with a candle in his hand. And it's all on fire. You understand? The candle's burning like a birthday candle. And he steps into the doorway and goes, like that. Oh, gosh, that boy, that long-haired hippie boy, scared him so bad. He's reeling backwards. He wasn't walking frontwards. He didn't run, turn around, run. He was running backwards. He was so scared, and he fell, and he reached up and tried to grab his cross. I kid you not. It's automatic. Oh, gosh. We're so conditioned. The cross won't help you, but Jesus will. Jesus isn't on the cross. Someone ought to tell the Pope that. He's got it all backwards. Jesus isn't on that cross. And that cross that you might have on your desk, whatever, that's a symbol of torture. That tortured Jesus. So that cross don't have any power. But the Holy Spirit inside you do. Those beads, rosaries, whatever you want to call them, has nothing to do with nothing. It's just a bunch of plastic and metal or whatever they're made out of. And Mary's in heaven. Mary don't come back and forth. Uh-uh. Praying to Mary won't do a squat. Mary's with her son, God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. She's up there. Oh, yeah. But she don't go back and forth, and she don't cry on the statue, and she don't bleed on some statue. And she don't appear to people, but holograms do. Demons do, to keep people away from Jesus. Can't be saved by Mary, but you can be saved by Jesus. See how Satan is? There's no such thing as ghosts. They're called familiar spirits. I'm going to talk about this tonight. If I don't get through it all tonight, I'll continue Monday, but because there's a lot to talk about. But important to know that you're saved. There's people out there that's, are you saved? Well, I hope so. You hope so. If you're going for a jump in parachute time, are you going to jump off one of those cliffs like they do on TV? And someone said, hey, Tom, did you pack your parachute? Right? I hope so. I hope so. I don't know. I hope so. Well, that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. Not right. Bad answer. The powers referred to here as those that have miraculous powers, whether false teachers and prophets or the demonic entities that empower them. And what's clear is that whoever they are, they cannot separate you from the love of God. Victory is assured. It'd be unfortunate to dwell on identifying the powers and miss the main thrust of the verses. Assurance about what God's done to save you. And you have another mention of principalities and powers in Colossians 1 verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Now that's interesting. Colossians 1:16. That Bible that you have, the King James, Do you understand that that's more up to date than any scientific book you can find? Because all their scientific books and physics and all that keeps changing. And you know why they keep changing? I'm going to tell you why. Because when they get so close to accomplishing their agenda, God changes the frequency of vibration. That's why they have to keep updating phones, computers, because God keeps changing the particle vibration, the vibration of this earth. He keeps changing it, which changes their formulas. That's right. That's why they got to keep upgrading. That's why computers and things catch on fire and they don't work anymore. Because he keeps changing the vibrations. They got to keep up. He keeps changing. Keep up. Keep changing. And they're coming to a dead end very soon. That they will not be able to continue. It's real soon. In Colossians 1:16, you see, Lord Jesus Christ was a created being, came in the usual way. Sometimes this passage, occultists use, when you talk about verse 16, it states conclusively that the Lord Jesus Christ is not a creature, but the very creator. Right there tells you that Jesus is not just a prophet. He was a creator of all things. You see. And the forgiveness of sins. By him, all things were created. Here, the thought is that the power to create was in his being. He was the architect. Then you learn that all things were created through him as an agent in creation, the person of the Godhead through which the creative act was performed. Heaven and on earth, no loopholes for anybody to suggest that he created some things. He himself created originally everything. And those things inclusive of visible and invisible. The word visible, that's pretty obvious, but the word invisible, it gets you attention. It's supernatural. Yeah, everybody loves that. Either learn about gold and putting your money into finances and all that sort of thing. That'll draw a big crowd. And then when you start getting to invisible things, the supernatural and UFOs, that draws another big crowd besides the Super Bowl. So he proceeds to give a breakdown, or Tiger Woods in a long shot that you can't see with a pair of binoculars. That's fun, isn't it? He proceeds to give a breakdown of what he means of things invisible. Talks about here thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. These are angelic beings, family. That's what we're talking about. Thrones, dominions, and principalities. And powers. You have a ranking structure in demonic realm, and invisible realm, and heavenly realm. Your Gnostics, though, Gnostic versions, they teach that there's various ranks and classes between God and matter. We're matter, because we matter, and we are matter. And it matters what I have said. And Christ belonged to one of these classes. But in our day, spiritualists claim that Jesus Christ was an advanced spirit of the sixth sphere. In comes Sananda Emmanuel. And then that's why they're pushing the name Yeshua. Oh, they're tricky. Then they got these names like Yeshua, Meshishach, I don't know what, Sacho, something or another that people can't even pronounce. Let me tell you the significance of that. When the demons come out and God removes a protective hedge, and the church is still here, if it is, or you encompass, or you encounter, which people have done already, spirit beings in kidnapping situations, and you yell out the name Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, they're not going to hear you. Or Yahuwah, or Jeshua, that's not the name of Jesus. But in the name of Jesus, they respond. That's how important it is. The name Jesus calls to you the Holy Spirit. You know, Jehovah's Witnesses, they teach that before the Lord came to the world, he was a created angel. And none other than the Archangel Michael. Well, that's not true. Herbert Armstrong or Arnold Murray in Shepherd's Chapel believe that we all, human beings, are angel, former angels. Now they're trying to say that human beings have the Nephilim blood in them and DNA to cause you all to worry. That's your Shepherd's Chapel stuff and Sacred Name Movement, Hebrew Roots Movement. They're all connected. But here, Paul refutes all these absurd notions by stating possible terms. Very simply, Lord Jesus Christ is a creator of angels. In fact, of all beings, invisible or visible. He is the creator. Thomas said, my Lord, my God. 1 John 5, verse 7. That's clear. They're all one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Or Holy Ghost. And these are one in agreement. NIV don't say that. The others don't say that either. They say that three are in agreement. Three what? Three wise men? What are you talking about? They've written the NIV and all the other Bibles purposely in that fashion. So, we're talking about Colossians 1:16. And there it does talk about a clear statement that God is the creator and ruler over all authorities. Whether they submit to him or rebel against him, whatever, it doesn't matter. The power the evil forces possess do not have the ultimate control of your sovereign, our sovereign God. And he uses the wicked for bringing about his perfect plan and purpose. They're also used to separate the wheat and the tares. Daniel 4, verse 35. It says, Daniel 4, 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou? Family, his army is in heaven. You don't have no Joel's army down here that Rick Warren and Rick Joyner and Jared Boink and all these guys are trying to come up with some army of God. It's nonsense. If God's got to depend on man, boy, he's got a whole lot of trouble going on. No, sir. Isaiah 46, 10 to 11. In Isaiah 46, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I'll also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Family, our current times today, you don't bring the Bible up to here. We go back to it. It's what's caused us trouble all along. Is mankind trying to correct the Bible with what? Man don't have wisdom. Only wisdom comes from God. Mankind don't have the dimensional capacity. How come people don't understand this? If mankind, I don't care if it's Hawkins, I don't care if it's some 200 IQ genius from Sweden, it don't make any difference who they are. If they're human, they do not have the mental capacity to understand the supernatural mind and agenda. That's what the Bible's for, to teach us that. So what man tries to do is recreate God in his own image. And the Bible, update the Bible. How's that? Because God not inspiring anybody else. After John of Patmos, says in there, Revelation 22, 18, 19, not to add to or take away from. When you go into Colossians further, you'll find that Jesus is power ultimately over all powers. Colossians 2:15. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphant over them by the cross. I told y'all that cross is significant. And they got to get rid of that idea of the cross. So you'll not trust in it. And having spoiled principalities. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them triumphantly, openly triumphant over them in it. See, there it talks about principalities. And in keeping with all things, the powers are created by Christ and therefore under his control. So, our Savior, by his death, took dominion from them, took back what they'd captured, brought it back under his control. The second Adam. Satan and his legions invaded earth after the flood again and draw mankind into captivity, subjecting them to their evil reign. And that's what we're talking about here in the principalities. But you know, by Christ and his death, subdued them, recaptured those who've been vanquished. Colossians 2:14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailing it to his cross. There you go. A record of our wrongdoing. Wages of sin is death. You and I can't come back to life, but through Jesus Christ we can. Jesus Christ took the punishment, but he could come back to life on his own. We still serve the punishment that we should have gotten. Satan accuses us before God. He accuses you individually. You're no good. You're going to fail. What are you doing that for? It's not going to work. Look what you did in Iraq. Look what you did to that woman. Look what you did to that guy. What'd you do? You're not worthy. Family, all that's lies. That's Satan trying to keep you back. I say, pooey. I say, you don't listen. What you do is listen to that voice of truth. Because that's what leads you the right way. You see? That's what you listen to, family.
This boat of men under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone
into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth.
Which voice are you going to hear? Voice of truth or that voice behind you? And sometimes it comes in family members and they don't even know. Interruptions in your life. If you've got one believer in a family household, that's seeking to improve. You'll find the other one that's unbeliever to hold you back. Satan will work on the weak link. That's what it happens. Satan tries to find a weak link. Principalities and powers of darkness. I'm getting there now. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I decided to go a little deeper into it tonight, as I said I would. Colossians 2:14, Jesus was nailed to the cross along with the charges against him. Record of our wrongdoing. Satan accuses us before God, is nailed to the cross, destroyed, and the powers can no longer accuse you because we're innocent in the eyes of God. Hence, they are disarmed. That's why the Wicca says that original sin binds them. So then my question to Billy Graham and all the rest of them that say there's aliens out there, and the Pope and all the rest in between, how is original sin fitted into this? Did these other planets have Adam and Eve, Vet or something? A reptilian Adam and Eve and a Palladian Adam and Eve? Or they're not addressing that. Notice they escape that part. That just the earth and humans on the earth are the cursed ones? Is that it? That doesn't seem like a God that is in the Bible that would just curse just the planet Earth and all those tens of thousands of planets with all those alien races and all that stuff out there. There's none out there. These are fallen angels and demons taking on familiar spirits, shape-shifting and all that sort of thing. That's another story. You're innocent in the eyes of God when you repent of those sins. Calvinists say because Jesus Christ died on the cross that you don't have to do anything. It's already done for you. Well, that's not true either. We have to acknowledge our sin to God and not through some phone booth like in the Catholic Church. Not speaking to some booth, some guy you don't even know over there. Or maybe you know him, but it's like, well, what's he been doing? If God's going to listen to him and not you. You don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't trust him to pray for you. You pray for you in front of God through Jesus Christ. That way you know it gets delivered. It's hand delivery. Those confessional booths are only good for a telephone. Put them in there, maybe. That's about all. Not even good for counseling. Ephesians 3. In Ephesians 3:10-11, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. The heavenly realms. You see the angelic host here being shown the wisdom and purpose of God in the plan, and that plan through salvation through Jesus Christ. Angels, holy and the unholy ones, witness the glory of God and the preeminence of Christ above all creatures in the church. And those who are saved and preserved by his power. In Ephesians 1, Ephesians 1:20-21. Which he wrought in Christ, which he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. For above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also which is to come. They're trying to tell you today that you got good angels in UFOs. That's quail, I think. Some nonsense. Angel wars. There's no angel wars. Now, you're going to see them. I'll talk about that next week. The real war in heaven you won't see. But the war you might see in the future, this UFO nonsense, supposedly against good angels and bad angels, is baloney. Just get your popcorn and Coca-Cola out and watch the light show. Because that's how they're going to bring in Sananda Manuel. It's by some war in space. They save us from some evil entities out there, evil aliens or whatever, reptilian David Icke stuff, using harp, barium, strontium, barium niobate, 3D holographic imagery, and here comes Sananda Manuel on a UFO or whatever, such nonsense. And that's going to change life as you know it. But they're going to pair them off as aliens or ascended masters or good angels. It won't be good angels. It'll be this extraterrestrial nonsense. They're really setting up the background for this in a very big way. It's getting worse and worse, bigger and bigger. They already work with the governments. And the world is preparing for this so-called battle against evil aliens. They prepared us with this science fiction stuff subliminally. I've traced this this agenda back to 1897. I'm not going to talk about that now. Somebody remind me. I'll talk about next week how they're going to set this thing up. 1897, John Dewey, 1917. War of the Worlds broadcast, 1938. It was funded by the Rockefellers for a test. 1991, Kissinger talks about a threat from the outside. And Ronald Reagan talks five times in five prepared speeches about extraterrestrials. Oh, it's all there. It's called predictive programming of lies from all of them. Ephesians 6:12. Then declares the warfare which is engaged. The battle we, throughout our lives, against rulers, authorities, powers, darkness, world, and principalities, and so forth. I read you 6:12 already. Oh, heck, I'll read it again. For wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's what you're up against. Spiritual warfare is how you defeat it. But you got to be right with God first. And doing good deeds won't get it. So, having been saved, born again, you have to continue to struggle to do things in light of the sure victory promised in Romans 8. Romans 8 talks about your victory. Your victory in Christ. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, 8:2, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. All through there, it tells about it. It's kind of as though we are facing an army of dark powers who've been disarmed from real power and against whom we're promised victory through Him. So now the final reference we have of principalities lies in Titus 3:1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every work. Now you're talking about the forces here on earth, governmental authorities, whom God's placed over us for our protection and welfare. Romans 13 stands. They're God's representative on earth. Submission to them involves submission to His duly constitutional authorities. Those who rebel against earthly authorities are rebelling against what God's instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Romans 13:2. However, when those powers of magistrates, government representatives, cause you to sin against God is when you refuse. Refusing doesn't mean to lock and load with an AK-47 and go out there and kill one of them. Talk about refusing to do it. So what FEMA's going to do, let's get down to earth on here. They've trained over 20,000 plus clergymen to then tell you do everything the government says, including John MacArthur. He's come out of the closet too as a New World Order advocate. Take the beast. Take the mark. He says, okay. He lies too. He's a Calvinist. This is how they do it. When render to Caesar that which is Caesar, unto God that which is God. When a government calls you to sin, that's when you refuse to do it. They're going to tell you to do everything. No, that's not true either. Principalities, we covered last night, and I have tried to be as thorough as I can in the time we have. I mean, this thing could go on a lot of hours. Last night, we talked about the seven ranking principalities of hell as taught to witches. That's what they're taught. The first one was Reggie, R-E-G-E. Regay or Reggie, I'm not sure how that really goes, but he's the general of the occult, fallen angel. He deals with drugs, marijuana, hashish, cocaine, speed, LSD. Now you know why the CIA has drug testing. It's not just to see how it affects humans. It's doing it so Satan can see how it affects humans. You know that the power points of the body, the meridians, the acupuncture, all that sort of thing, martial arts and all this. I trained 30 years in martial arts. And you do meditation and development of chi and all this sort of thing and on and on and on. To find out the points of the body was by an emperor about 2,000 years ago. I forgot the name of him. I couldn't pronounce it anyway unless I went to a Chinese restaurant. But anyway, this emperor of China about 2,000 years ago, he was a rascal. He had 4,000 slaves. Slave number one, bring him up and strap him down. Then he'd take needles and start poking him. He'd poke him, pshaw, and he'd have a scribe to record what the reaction was. He kept poking until the slave died. They record reactions and what hurt and so forth. 4,000. That's a lot of needle punching. There's your acupuncture, pressure point techniques, etc. Learning the parameridians of the body, and you got the point. Well, drugs, same thing. Drugs specifically align themselves with certain demons. Bath salts, that they have that new drug, is a demon of cannibalism. That's why they strip off their clothing, because they get hot. Why? Possession. That's why. It's not just a drug. It's a drug that comes and brings in the demon. Supernaturally. Now, our troops are getting fed 20, 30 pills and antidepressants. Now do the math on that. Uh-huh. Bell's starting to go off. Don't let denial set in, but this is what's going on. Pharmakia, pharmacy, pharmakia is Greek for sorcery. Pharmacy, pharmakia, sorcery. Uh-huh, that's right. The second principality is Lars, L-A-R-Z. That's a demon of sexual lust, homosexuality, bisexuality, adultery, any other sexual pleasures. Is this one demon, one fallen angel. Pornography, hardcore, softcore, Applecore, whatever it is still pornography. TV airwaves are filled full of these movies and sitcoms that use sex to entice people to watch it. Adult only, this, that, and the other. Oh, I was involved in, you know, going to the shows, but I didn't like the shows. Everybody did, but I didn't. I didn't see any use in them. I'll leave a phone number, though. I did all the bad stuff, so I'm not going to say I was innocent by no stretch of any imagination. I'd learn the hard way, though. When a person is invited to become a witch, they first are treated to a great big party. Here, alcohol, drugs are freely given, and sex is available to anyone who wants it. And whenever they want it, and you got alcohol, drugs, and wild, raunchy sex of all kinds serve the same purpose. It's what the Freemasons call the royal secret. And what it does at the 33rd degree, only a third of the Masons know this at 33rd degree, the royal secret, and CIA knows this too. It opens up a portal of the sexual abominations, rape, sodomy, to allow you to become possessed. That's where they get their remote viewers' abilities. Men who stare at goats, if you will. I could go somewhere with that, but I won't. It gets weird. Well, this weird abominations opens up portals to allow them to become possessed. Thereby, you know now why you have super soldiers. Uh-huh. By the royal secret that the Freemasons know of alchemy. Biological, chemical, human alchemy. Elements and so forth. It's nothing but mere witchcraft. It's to sever the person's old value system and conscience. To cut that tie with the Holy Spirit. Sex is often very critical to witchcraft. It's the base of it. Fulfillment of Romans 1:25-29, where people worshiping the creature, sex, rather than the creator. Paul makes it clear, verses 26-29, that perversion of true worship results in all kinds of uncleanness. Sexual perversity opens up portals. Bacchus is the third principality, and that's the demon of addictions. Not just the individual. It's this demon that's inhabited him. Drugs, smoking, alcohol. These are gods. With millions of demons with them that are attached to people. Reggae and Bacchus. Reggae, the occult, marijuana, hashish, LSD. And Bacchus, addiction, work closely together with certain demons that are attached to that individual to cause them to have that addiction. That's why they can't stop it. It is supernatural. Then the fourth principality is Pan, the demon of the mind, mental illnesses, depression, suicide, nerves, rejection. Family, these are caused by these demon spirits. They take on a certain vibration that gets inside your mind, and it creates that vibration, that frequency change that causes you to feel that way. That's how they do it. And that's where we talked today earlier and yesterday about HAARP and about the technology of mind control through technology, electronics, to mimic the supernatural synthetically. Y'all got this? Wrap your mind around that. Synthetic demonic activity. And then we got to Medit, number 5, M-E-D-I-T. Medit is the fifth principality. And is a demon of hate, murder, killing, war, jealousy, envy, gossip. Maybe Medit is akin to the so-called alleged or legend of the God of Mars, God of War. It sounds like a TV soap opera, don't it? Daytime, nighttime. The demon is unbelievably active in our society today. when you read about it and get into it, it fuels murder and mayhem. How about the video games? Aha. How about that? Training little drone drivers, aren't they? Activists is fighting domestic abuse and violence never contemplated that they might be fighting a demonic host, because they are, and they don't realize it. Instead, they get a contract or something to go on Dr. Phil, a worthless TV program as well, or Oprah, or Maury, or whatever his name is. They can fight on stage. And, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Do you see what she did? Oh, yeah. Which husband is yours? Husband number one, your tests show negative. Oh, they go, whoa, whoa, and the woman's going all crazy. Now, these shows are put up to show the sickness of our society. They want you to see it. That's what it's for. Judge Judy, the whole nine yards. It's all portrayed and dramatized. So you'll see the sickness of this world and this country. They want you to see it. They put it in front of your eyes. For that very purpose. All of TV. This demonic division cooperates with the divisions that promotes addiction, drugs, alcohol, mental illness, and all the like. The vaccines with the aluminums in it, trimethoprim, formaldehyde, and oh yeah, and aluminum, causes dementia. Causes Alzheimer's, that's the cause of it. Mercury, autism. See, when you put these vaccines in the body, it's an abomination to the body. Therefore, it opens up a portal for that demon to come inside. There's a couple of you kind of slap your forehead. Whoa, I didn't know that. But that's what happens. Now you know the purpose of the chemtrails, Mogillons. Oh, now y'all getting all this? It's all coming together? When I cut my, if I was a cutter and I cut my skin like girls do, I'm a cutter, you cut, that's opening up portals. That's defiling your body, causes portals to open. The Ouija board with the symbols and signs and participation of communicating with the demonic realm brings portals open, brings them, it works. So to make it less threatening, they paint it pink. It's like taking a .30-06 and or a .22 or something like they actually have these, and have a pink .22. It's pink. It can't kill you. Stand still. Let me shoot you. But you can't shoot me that. It's pink. It won't kill you. Say what? What? Yeah, it will. Color don't matter. What comes out that barrel does. Demonic division of Medit cooperates with the other divisions, promoting addiction to drugs, alcohol, mental illness, and they use drugs to help it along the way. The sixth principality is Set. Michael Aquino founded the Temple of Set. He works in your Pentagon. That should give you some warm fuzzies. He's a Pentagon water walker. Don't let him fool you. Set is the demon of death. Wars, terrorism, murder, raging throughout the world, isn't it? 20th century has been the most violent and bloody in world history because it's leading up to World War III. It was planned in 1873, by the way. Yeah, that's the second seal. We're not even in the first seal yet. And the wars they got coming up now, it got nothing to do with Gog and Magog, got nothing to do with Armageddon, and these preachers and evangelists are lying their butts off or they're totally confused, need to go back to schools of theology all over again. Maybe grade school, because they're lying to people about this, or they're criminally inadequate as researchers. All the massive genocides have occurred this century. Return of Israel back to their land started the end of the age time clock ticking. The wrong Jews are there. The right ones will show up. But that's here and there. He used the wrong Jews, the tribe of Dan, and Judaism to create a prophecy, to cause a prophecy to come fulfilled. 1948. There'll be a replacement. The real Hebrew Israelites will replace them in a horrific manner when they sign or confirm a peace covenant with the Antichrist. That will open up the first seal. Hadn't happened yet, Carl Jessup. Hadn't happened yet. And we're not Great Babylon. You know, the demon marches with his armies of this world. Guerrillas in the jungles and inner city gangs into the Satanism. Demon lurks in the darkness of the night. They call them stick men, shadow people, different names for them, little grays. They're all demons. And they do assault women at night. The seventh principality is a Christian demon. This demon has no set name. He is so powerful that most witches won't even bother with him. He's getting Christians to talk about each other through gossiping and causing strife within the church among the brethren. He'll also try to weaken a Christian's walk with the Lord by making him content, placate him. They failed to live up to church commitments or tithing, soul winning, church participation, and much more. The churches have also been infiltrated themselves by corrupt preachers. But see, now they want you to know that. You know why? They want you to know that you'll lose faith in any Christianity or any religion, what they want. So now we got the one for you called the New Age Movement, the New Age religion, the Christ, they call them. It's dialectic. The activity of this demon will be responsible for the apostasy of the church. And you know, since 1948, that's the year Israel returned to her land, is also the time that creation of the Ecumenical World Council of Churches. And then the National Council of Churches, which used to be the Federal Council of Churches in 1908. By 1930, did you know that the Naval Intelligence in 1936 identified the Federal Council of Churches as one of the most subversive communistic organizations in the United States? No problem. They changed their name, the Rockefellers did, to the National Council of Churches. Yeah. You know, there's New Age authors out there, Nanu. They talk about the movements are essential in uniting the religions of the world. The Pope's doing it now. Oh, we're close. To the New World Order religion of the Christ. That's the fallen angel, the Christ of Maitreya. A lot of people don't know about him that should know. Preachers aren't connecting this because the Masons are keeping them in tow. The 501c3, National Council of Churches, forbids them to connect these dots. The Christian churches, not Islam, holds the key to the appearance of the Antichrist. Do you know that the Maitreya, the Antichrist, that's coming, he will fulfill totally the Krishna, the Bodhisattva, Prince of Peace, the Christ, the Imam Mahdi, the Maitreya? He will fulfill all of those in one man. Shananda Emanuel will lead the way for him. And we're really, really close. So if I were you, I'd start cleaning up my house. And I don't mean with a vacuum cleaner, although I need to. But I mean to clean up that house means get right with the Lord witnessing to your husband, your wife, or family members that's not born again. You can't force them, but you witness to them, and you pray for them. This one will take the place, the group of masters called the hierarchy. He'll take place of the Kalki Avatar, K-H-A-L-K-I, Kalki Avatar, the Lord Maitreya, the Imam Mahdi, the Prince of Peace, Krishna, the Christ, and Bodhisattva. He'll fulfill all of those. And all the hierarchy, there's 66 of them, on this planet. They're fallen angels. They're not aliens. Soon after the Christian churches begin to drift away from key doctrines, compromising the truth of the gospel, changing the laws of the nation, expect to see the forces of Antichrist come charging forward. So you liberal Christian leaders, congratulations. You've opened the door of your destruction. New Agers, I got a word for you too. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law, is it not? Well, something you haven't considered that you might want to think about. That goes for prisoners too, felons that are murderers, rapists, as a result of your theology. They're going to open up and they're going to eliminate all prisons. No more prisons. Except for dissidents against the state. And they're going to release all felons. Because what's a prison for but to restrain someone that's learning? Well, when they release them on the public, don't want to hear any complaining from you, New Agers, that you've just been assaulted or something, because your theology requires the felons to open up and come on out. Because their sins and what they do is their learning experience. Oops, I bet you didn't figure about that, did you? And they are going to do that. That's why they're getting rid of the death penalty in places. You're going to find that happen. All set up. Get rid of prisons. Get rid of the death penalty. It's just a learning experience when you murder somebody. And this is not speculation. This is planned to happen. I'm not speculating here at all. Now, I've talked about the seven major divisions of hell, what each division is responsible for. And you got to ask yourself, am I born again? Am I really? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the will of my Father. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I were professing to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So when they hear say these ones saying that they've prophesied, they've cast out devils, that wasn't for God. They were given this ability by Satan to give them power. Like the priests that do exorcisms. Yeah, like voodoo witch doctors, like medicine men. All these and the seances and all this stuff. That's being caused by demonic realm. Placating you. When you have Madame Zora that says there, everybody gain hands, grab your hands, okay. What they're doing is spacing out the energy so she won't get burned up. Because when a demon comes inside her to start channeling, it's not coming from Aunt Martha that died. That's coming from a demon that knows that person's life. Well, you've just given permission to be possessed. And your life will be plagued. You will not be able to rest. You will not have any peace at all. That's where it's coming from. You got to break that curse. You got to break that curse. Now, I see now I'm going to have part we'll start over next week, Monday. And I'm going to do this again. Not this everything, but how to be saved. I'll start off with that Bible study on Tuesday. You got to repent your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to live under God's commands and give up my sin. By God's grace, I'm living the old life behind. And your friends and relatives and family members that are not in the faith won't like that at all. They'll start calling you names. You got to believe upon believing that Jesus died for your sins, buried and rose on the third day, accepting his sacrifice for you. Yes, Lord, I love you. I want to serve you. The devils believe and tremble, saying belief is more than acknowledgement. The doctrines of the Lord are true. You must obey his word. John 8:31. Then said Jesus to the Jews who believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. That's you and me. You cleanse yourself by putting the blood of Jesus between you and the abominable doctrine. Renounce the occult, the order. Break that generational curse by asking forgiveness for that dead great-great-grandmother that got in Wicca, or grandfather, great-great-grandfather, who was in the Freemasons. I'm dead serious about that, and it's documented in more places than you can imagine. You cleanse yourself as well as your home. Buildings, shops, and offices, garages, because demonic entities operate there. You burn all the items which can be burned that are occult. Crush and grind to fine powder those which can be crushed. Melt those that can be melted, and bury the remains of the depths of the earth. Don't be intimidated by the devil. Family curses. You might not have taken the oath, but if mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, preceding generations have vowed the obligations, then you, the individual seeking freedom from the bondage of this curse, renounce the ungodly order and you ask God to forgive you. Forgive whoever belonged to the order. The blood of Jesus will break that curse that comes down from generation to generation. Any possession that you might have from that ancestor. This is real, family, I'm telling you right now. It's supernatural. It's hard to see it until you've actually seen it. If you've seen it and you know the supernatural is real, I'm telling you what it's about. Because you see, man is a prized possession of demons. Even the Wicca and those in the occult will come to be your friend, and it's an honor for them to have you to turn over. You see, the human body has brought a sense of expression, and having been the only one made in the likeness of God, then demons seek in their highest prize to enter the human being. Only they can do that as a Christian to put a spell on himself. John Todd talks about this. You understand why when Jesus went to cast out the legion of demons from that maniac, the demons begged, saying, let us go into the swine then. And upon being cast out of man, they entered the whole herd of swine, and they all ran to water and were drowned. You have different types of demon spirits. We'll talk about that next week. We'll talk about demons that talk and how they talk, and the intelligence of demons, how they resist surrendering, the case of insanity. Demons call for reinforcements, a strong man. They can occupy alone or united as a legion. They're the cause of diseases. Not all diseases, but a lot of them. We got a lot to talk about next week. More solutions next week than problems. This month, March, watch March 21st. March 19th to March 22nd. Watch carefully. And then in April 19th to 21, watch carefully. And in May, be watchful. Because these rascals are up to something. And this year is significant. Pray against the Wesak Festival in May. There's things you can do. Not just sit in front of a boob tube or a computer only. But there's other things you can do in addition to that. A boob tube for never. TV locks your mind out. Every time. Finley? Hey, y'all, gotta go. We're at the end of the program. And it's Friday, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's Friday. I'll miss y'all. So Monday, 4 o'clock to 6. Monday night, 8 to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. I also have it on my website at the same time. And then Bible study 7:30 to 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Know that we're played up in HighPointRadio.net, HighPointRadio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcasts and our Bible studies. He's particularly interested in the Bible studies. And I understand he's growing his network, putting up a new tower every month. Up there in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. So y'all Yankees up there, you help them now, you hear? We also played out west in Colorado. Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And this weekend I'm going to put up a study. It'll take me a little while. Put up a study on HPV vaccination, the information I got on that. I was waiting for the weekend to put that up, so I'll put that up this weekend and what else I can catch up with this weekend to, on that website. Family, get right with God. Don't play around. Don't let family members hold you back. And people, they will do it. Some of them not even knowing, not even know what they're doing. You'll find, it's almost amazing. You sit there gaping your mouth open. Wow. They're really trying it. But they won't even know it. You'll have family situations, car troubles, work trouble. This is not just accidental. Once you pick up the steam, you pick up the effort of starting to learn about God and you start doing the right thing, Satan says, uh-oh. Yeah. He's got to start demonizing you. Family, everything going on today is supernatural. We're in the middle of it. We're near the middle of a firestorm, man. You can't imagine how much protection you have that God right now, when he removes his protective hedge, we can't imagine what's coming down on you. See, I don't get anything out of this. This ain't about me at all. I don't even have a donate button on my website. I don't even want one on it. I just want to tell you what I know to be true, and then you check it and you challenge it and try to prove me wrong. So that you know. And if you do prove me wrong, great. Tell me. And we'll fix it. I'm learning something new every day. You see. But I'm telling you today, those theologians on the highest level, Hagee, all these others, nah, they ain't got it. Hannity's, Limbaugh's, Beck, man, they're lying. Bad. And they got books out there that's garbage. Killing Jesus and killing something else, and Beck's, he's full of nonsense. I'm telling you that right now. They tell you 80% truth and 20% to dissuade you or to confuse you, leading you in another direction. Family, can't trust none of them. Only Jesus you can trust. I think the last great theologian and evangelist was David Wilkerson. Today, the ones that are good are unknown. They're out there, but they're almost unknown. There's some out there, granted. But the one international was David Wilkerson. Ones today? No. All of TBN are Freemasons. Joyce Myers, Copeland, Hake, all of them. Everyone, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, all of them. 700 Club, Pat Robinson, is a 33rd degree Mason. Chuck Misser is a member of the Council of National Policy. Family, they're up close and personal. To lead you away from the truth about Jesus Christ and repentance. And they tricky. Keep you all busy. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together in this Bible study. Lord, we call upon you tonight to spread the blood of Jesus around us, to protect us, Lord, and our family members and all those around us. Lord, we call upon you to lead us in the right path, give us the words to say in divine appointments, and Father, to give us the courage and the courage to stand up to those that are coming against us. But Lord, to give us the wisdom, discernment, to witness the love of Jesus. These things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a good night. As I said, greater is he that's in you than all the world. You win through him. And it's not us bringing the Bible up to our standards today. You got to be kidding me. It's not us modernizing God. Since when? God don't change because the times change. God don't change because you get older and you say, well, I'm just a little mellow today. I don't get all hardcore anymore. For what? God don't change because you get older. God don't change his scriptures. Truth is not subjective. Truth is objective. Either truth or it's a lie. And who's on this earth? The deceiver. God's the revealer. Hey, y'all have a good night, good weekend. Enjoy your weekend and study up. Get powerful in the Lord. Start making decisions. Get your house cleaned up. Because he's coming back soon. You know why? Because he's alive. This is Watchman Chronicle. Watchman for Jesus. Signing off. God bless. Good night. God bless.